Says, I lift my eyes to the mountains. You know, you guys have been in Jerusalem long enough to know that this isn't Chicago. It's not flatlands. Keep going up and down. And someone once said, in Jerusalem, wherever you go, you feel like you're going uphill. On the way there, you feel like you're going uphill. On the way back, you feel like you're going uphill. Because Yerushalayim harim savivla. Jerusalem has mountains around it. And the words we know in Hebrew, Hebrew is a language that has intimate depth. There is limitless depth to the language. And if you look through our sages, you'll find that the word har, the word mountain, can refer to the physical mountain. But it can also refer to the forefathers. Harim, in the language of the prophets, is also the forefathers. We begin our Shmoneh Esrei three times a day. We begin saying Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu, and we don't continue with Melech HaOlam like any other blessing. We continue with Velokei Avoseinu, and the God of our forefathers. In modern Israel, one thing that people quote, it's a famous quote from the book of Maccabees. When the Maccabees went to war against the Romans, so there's a famous speech that was given by Judah the Maccabee, and he said, "We are not coming to conquer a foreign land. We are coming to take back the land of our forefathers." When we stand here, we have to know, we lift our eyes to the mountains. This isn't something that's new. It's new to us. But we're coming back. I want us to take tonight a few minutes to discuss Jerusalem, but I want us first to sing a few more songs, because I think that's the key to the soul is in the songs. But we'll pause each time between the songs to discuss the words. What we just read, these verses in Tehillim, Esayinai la'arim, I lift my eyes to the mountains. You guys ever pray outdoors? Ordinarily you're supposed to pray in a modest, quiet place where you could focus. But it's also good to be inspired. when you have a chance, Fridays, we have class, but it's not mandatory. I'm very happy when guys go out, you volunteer, go where it's safe, go to trips. You have 5 minutes from the Machon, beautiful hike. Beautiful, beautiful hike. I could show you how to go. Maybe we'll do it together one day. You have hikes all around Jerusalem. I'm not talking about Lifta, I'm talking about the one across the street from Angels, through the forest there. You have beautiful hikes. And when you go there, think a little bit about your past, your present, your future. David HaMelech did that. When David HaMelech said, I lift my eyes to the mountains, it wasn't a metaphor. We just discussed that it's also, it has deeper meaning, but David HaMelech says, I look up to the mountains and I ask, where's my help coming from? Notice that David HaMelech asks questions. People think if you're a believer, you have all the answers. Well, in order to get there, you got to have questions. And David HaMelech describes often in Tehillim that he had moments of weakness. Moments where he said, Ani amalti vechofzi, we say every month in Hallel, that David HaMelech said, I said speedily, it looked like things were over, and I said, Kol Adam Kozev, everyone's a liar. What was he talking about? So the backdrop to that scene, David HaMelech, when he was born, it was unclear how his mother got pregnant. People were talking. It was unclear whether he was a bastard or a legitimate child. And so they sent him out with the sheep. And he was derided so much that when the prophet comes to visit the family, they leave him out with the sheep. And only after he's gone through all the sons and he says, Hatamu ha'ne'arim, are we all done? No more kids? They say, no, there's still the little one. He's out with the sheep. And they bring him in and they says, oh, that little one, that's the one God wants. And then he leads a successful campaign against the Philistines. And instead of being cheered on, the people are very pleased with him, but the king wants him dead. The king sees in him the nemesis. So the king tells him, you want to succeed? You'll have my daughter if you succeed. He succeeds, and the king doesn't give him his daughter. He says, I want you to do better. He hopes that he'll get killed. He'll work too hard. And David succeeds in the next challenge, and he is given the king's next daughter. And then the king tries to have him killed, time after time, and he starts running. And he reaches a point, it's Rosh Chodesh, he's been 3 days on the run, he's about to die of hunger. He has to go to the temple, he goes to the Mishkan, and he takes the holy bread, that's the only bread he could get, he takes the bread off of the place where it's the table. The holy bread, that was his food, because if not for that, he would have died. And he's running, and he's running, and time after time, he's almost caught. And then it reaches a point where King Saul and his men are chasing David, and he runs up a mountain. And King Saul was a very smart warrior. He doesn't give chase. He stops his men and says, now let's surround the mountain. And they surround the mountain, and David's got nowhere to go. And he's standing at the mountaintop, and King Saul's men are advancing. And at that moment, David says, why am I here? Why am I being chased? The prophet Shmuel said I would be a king. Where is the kingship now? Even Shmuel's a liar. At that moment, David said, no one's telling the truth. It's over. Ani amalti, David says, I said, v'chofzi, when I was on the run, and I was under pressure, he had a moment of weakness. And he doesn't deny it. Ani amalti b'chofzi kol adam kozev, everyone's liars. So, we know the continuation of the story, and if you don't know it yet, we'll learn it in Shmuel. King Saul gets an emissary that says the Philistines have taken advantage of the fact that you're busy and there's an attack on the other front, and King Saul has to run. He's had, in a matter of minutes, he would have had David, but God didn't want it to be so. So David HaMelech says, I lift my eyes to the mountains and I have a question. He begins with a question. He doesn't begin with the answer. Sometimes in life a person wakes up in the morning and he says, how am I going to finish the day? And then he has to remind himself the continuation. There's nothing wrong with asking the question. You have to remember, Ezri Me'im Hashem, my help comes from God, Oseh Shamayim, who made the heavens, va'aretz, and the earth. The spiritual and the physical, the balance. And where's the meeting ground? The spiritual and the physical? Right where we are tonight. Jerusalem. And we'll discuss that more later. But first, let's go on to song number two, which David HaMelech, he'd lie in bed, and he had a harp over his bed. And here in Jerusalem, if you guys want, check this out. Open your windows and gauge the breeze. You'll see that depending on the hours of the day, the breezes change. There's a northern wind and a southern wind and an eastern wind and a western wind. And going by the hours of the day, you can tell based on the winds. I tried it in my house. It works. So I don't know, in Machon Meir, maybe the buildings around you will block it a little bit, but try it. You'll see. Different windows will give you different breezes depending on the hours of the day. So David HaMelech had a harp where it was the holes to the harp were by a window that the breeze started at midnight. And that was his alarm clock. He'd get up at midnight and he'd hear the harp starting to strum and he'd say, get up, don't be like the other kings, they sleep late. You get up now and start singing before God. And that's song number two. Uwa kevodi, arouse my honor. Uwa neved vechino, get up with the different instruments of music. Aira shachal, so that you awaken in the morning. Now those of you who are not familiar with the songs, try to sing along. On Thursday nights, every week, we learn one more song. If you see the other guys here know so many songs, so many of them came in not knowing any songs. Every Thursday night, we try one more song. So this week, we're not doing that. You could go online. Online, we have a Torah for me. You have it at the top of the page. I put the different songs that we've learned, and you could learn it along with the guys. Or else, you could stick around at Machon Meir, and Bezrat Shem over the year. Over the course of the year, you'll learn many, many new songs, Bezrat Shem. So those of you who know, help me out. And those of you who don't, try to join in and slowly you'll learn. Ura, 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 kevodi. Ura, 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 nevel. Hanevel vechinor. Aira shachar. Ura kevodi, ura 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 nevel, anevel vechinor, aira shachar. Let's start again. Ura 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 kevodi. Ura 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 nevel, anevel vechino, aira shachar. Ura 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 kevodi, ura ura nevel, anevel vechino, aira shachar. One more time, but those of you who haven't yet joined in, please do. If you don't want to sing for yourself, learn the songs for your kids. It's the best lesson you can make. No, really. There was a big rabbi here in Israel whose sons did not go in his footsteps. And I asked him why he thinks that's so. And he said, because I didn't sing enough songs with them. The songs, it's not only about the Torah, you know. It's also about the songs. So if you haven't joined in yet, join us this time. Ura, 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 kevodi. Ura, 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 anevel. Anevel vechino. Aira shachar. Ura, 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 kevodi. Anevel, anevel vechino, aira shachar, ay ay ay, ora kevodi, ora anevel, anevel vechino. Aira shachar, ay ay ay, ora kevodi, ora nevel,
nevel lechina aira shacha.
I'm doing the second part again. This is the high part.
Oh hakevadi, oh hanevel, hanevel vechino ha'ir ha'shachar, ay ay ay, oh hakevadi. Oh hanevel, hanevel vechino ha'ir ha'shachar. Ora, ora, ora kevodi. Ora, ora, ora hanevel, hanevel vechino ha'ir ha'shachar. Ora, ora, ora kevodi. Ora, ora, ora hanevel, hanevel vechino ha'ir ha'shachar. Ay, 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 ora kevodi. Ora hanevel, hanevel vechino ha'ir ha'shachar. Ay, 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 ora kevodi. Ora hanevel, hanevel vechino ha'ir ha'shachar.
Let's do the high part again.
Ora kevodi. Ora hanevel, hanevel vechino ha'ir ha'shachar. Ay, 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 ora kevodi. Ora hanevel, hanevel lechino ha'ir ha'shachar.
Now let's do the song. We all know it. Everyone's caught on. So we'll do it from top to bottom.
Ora, ora, ora kevodi. Ora, ora, ora hanevel, hanevel vechino ha'ir ha'shachar. Ora, ora, ora kevodi. Ora, ora, ora hanevel, hanevel vechino ha'ir ha'shachar. Ay, 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 ora kevodi. Ora hanevel, hanevel vechino ha'ir ha'shachar.
Shukach, wow. Let's skip to number four. This is a Breslov song. I didn't bring my pays today. Hamelech Basadeh, Rav Nachman of Breslov writes about the king is out in the field. Now, we know who the king is, but do we know where the field is? Ah, so that's Kabbalah. It's late at night, so this is the time to say it. But I don't know any of it, so I can't say any, sorry. What we do know is we know the Midrashim talk about Hakal Tapuchim. Right? Sfardim should know that. What's Hakal Tapuchim? An apple orchard. What's an apple? You guys know what an apple is? You don't know what an apple is. When he comes back, tell him. In Tanakh, when we say apple, we mean esrog. Tapuach in Tanakh is an esrog, a citron. It's good that you don't believe me, you shouldn't. But if you look in Tosfos, in the Gemara, in Shavuos, Tosfos says it's not my own. I see the inquisitive look. Where did you get that one from? Okay. So the Christians came across a medrash that says that Adam and Eve ate from an apple tree. So they thought that an apple tree means an apple tree, but they didn't know that tapuach in ancient Hebrew literature can mean a pile of grapes, could mean an apple, can't mean an apple, but it could mean an esrog. So when we speak about Chakal Tapuchim, when we speak about the wind that goes through the apple orchard and gives off a beautiful scent, well, now think about an esrog and think about the smell. If you'd walk into an orchard of etrogim, what's unique about an esrog? Who knows? One tree. Leaves, yeah. What about the leaves? God said to the earth, produce a fruit-bearing tree that has flavor like the fruit. And the earth said, okay. So the earth did what most of us do, what's called in modern Hebrew, rosh katan, doing the minimum. You know, there's a saying that says the employer wants the employee to do the maximum for the hours, and the employee wants to do the minimum for the pay. It's like there's this duality, and the employer doesn't fire the employee so long as they're doing the minimum that it requires, decent, and the employee doesn't quit so long as he can get away with it, and the employer gives him the minimum benefits that make it worthwhile for him. We live in a world where everyone wants to get away with the minimum. So the first one who had that attitude was the earth. So God said, give me fruit-bearing trees where the trees like the fruit. And the earth gave forth all the trees we see today. You can't eat the bark, it has no flavor. The trees has flavor, but not like the fruit. And you can't eat the leaves of most trees. You have one tree. The earth said, with one tree I'll do what God said. He didn't say how many, right? So the earth said, one's enough, right? And he gave forth the esrog. The esrog tree, we have a botanist here. We have, comes to Friday morning classes, a geneticist. He used to be head of the Ukraine Botanic Society. So he was the geneticist in their botanical gardens. So you could ask him tomorrow how this works. But, you know, there are different ways that trees flourish. Progenerate. When a tree, when the stamen, right, gives off the, when it pollinates into the stamen and then it gives fruit. What's that called? Forgot the scientific term for it. So the way the citrus fruits do it is they give off their pollen into the air and then it gets caught. They have female and male.
Germination,
right. So the germination, thank you. The germination, germination takes place when they give off their pollen into the air, and then it's caught by the male branches or the male that have a stamen. Well, the problem with that is that if you have a lemon tree anywhere in the vicinity of an esrog tree, when the lemon tree gives off its pollen, so you have the pollen from the lemon tree or the orange tree or any other type of citrus fruit going to the esrog tree. And then, even though you didn't crossbreed, the esrogim start looking more and more like lemons. So us Ashkenazim, we weren't so careful about that. So our lemons are little, and our lemon trees are more, our esrogim are small, and our esrogim are more like the lemon trees. And if you taste the branch, it doesn't taste like the fruit, and if you taste the leaves, it doesn't taste like the fruit. And another thing, what's an esrog called in the Torah? Who knows? Pre-Eitz Hadar. What does Hadar mean? Hadar has many meanings.
Nice.
Hadar means beautiful. Hadar also means that lives. Dar means lives. So the Talmud says this is the one fruit, if you leave it on the tree from year to year, it'll keep growing. So the Yemenite esrog is like that. If you want, you can see Yemenite esrogim this big, because they've been growing for 3 years. The Yemenite esrogim, you still have huge esrogim. Now, we will discuss later on in the year, towards Sukkot time, you don't buy an esrog unless the seller has a certificate that his are authentic, because there's been a lot of hanky-panky. And just because he's in Mea Shearim selling to you and he's got a long beard, well, would you give him a $100 loan? So I wouldn't buy an esrog from him either. If you'd give him a $100 loan, we got to talk. Nonetheless, these big esrogim that come from the Yemenite trees, that's because the Yemenites were always careful to leave their orchards in a different part of town from all the other trees so that there wasn't cross-pollination. And the esrog tree of the Yemenites, really, if you taste the leaf and you taste the bark, you'll see it has the same flavor as the fruit. And if you only know how to eat the fruit, you'll see that the fruit is sweet. Not like our esrogim. If you try to eat them, they're very, very bitter. So the king is in the field. Where's God's field? We came back home tonight. Where'd we come back to? To the Kotel. We came here. This is God's home. What's special about this place? Where's the first place that the Temple Mount is mentioned in the Torah? The binding of Isaac. Where before that?
Yosef, when he was having the dream of angels.
Where before that?
Well, it's where Adam was created. Adam was created on
the Zohar.
Guys, they want to close the door. Need a hint? Okay. The first place that the Temple Mount is mentioned is in the very beginning of the Torah. It says, wow, you should be sitting up here. That's true. When Adam was created, it says God took the earth. But before that, this dawned on me as I was on the bus taking my son to his first day of Gan. And he asked me, what's Hara Menuchos? So I said, we got on the bus to Hara Menuchos. So I said, that's a burial place. So he said, why do people come to Israel to be buried? So I said, I'll explain to you. It begins with creation. Where's the center of the world? Why is Greenwich the center of the world? Because they decided, I'm making Greenwich the center of the world. The world's a globe. Where's the center of the world? So halachically, we view a globe, we go back to creation. And when God created the world, so we know there are 10 levels of holiness. There's Chutz La'aretz, there's Israel, there are the walled cities in Israel. We work our way up, Jerusalem, the Temple Mount, the first section of the temple, the second section of the temple, third temple, till we get to the Holy of Holies. We have 10 levels of holiness in the world. But when God began creating the world, God began with the holiest place, the Holy of Holies. Up there, there's a rock. And that rock we have on tradition is called the Evna Shittiya. What does Shittiya mean?
Drink.
Okay, what else does Shittiya mean? What does the word Hushtat mean? Foundation. God made the foundation. God began creating the earth from there. And then the rest of the world was created. That's why when we want to know the international dateline for halachic purposes, the center, the place we're looking at, is Jerusalem. Then we go 6 hours to this way and 6 hours to that way. And that's how we define the international dateline by Jewish standards. And this is an important point. We look at the center of the world, not as Greenwich. The center of the world is up there on that mountain, right there. So the first place that the Temple Mount is mentioned is in the beginning of creation. God began creating the world with that. And this also, if you think about it, is a phenomenal concept. That's what dawned on me on the bus with my son last week. That we always think of the holiness being, we're building our way up. And really, when God created, God began with perfection, the holiest place, and then worked his way down to the rest of the world. We have on tradition that blessing, when God wants to send rain to the world, blessing to the world, it all begins from there. All the good that comes to the world from above begins there, just like in creation. It all started there. Well, if we're at God's home, and we'll discuss that at greater length, Be'ezrat Hashem, when we learn the chapter of Tehillim tonight, so then the king's coming in his field. It's not so far off. We don't know when he's going to come home, finally. But he's in the field. He's not far away. And the words to this song, everyone could remember, HaMelech Basadeh. Okay? Two words. Let's start slowly. So people who don't know the tune can catch on. It's a very easy tune. Most of you probably know it. And slowly, guys. Hamelech basadeh, basadeh, Hamelech basadeh, Hamelech basadeh, Hamelech basadeh, 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 Hamelech basadeh, Hamelech basadeh, Hamelech basadeh, basadeh. Hamelech basadeh, basadeh, basadeh. Hamelech basadeh, basadeh. Hamelech basadeh, basadeh, basadeh. Hamelech basadeh, basadeh. Hamelech basadeh, basadeh. Hamelech basadeh, basadeh, basadeh. Hamelech basadeh, Hamelech basadeh. Thank you. When the batteries die, I have more. Basadeh, Hamelech basadeh, 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 Hamelech basadeh, 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 Hamelech basadeh. Sorry, more. Let's go there, Rodrigo. Mani mo lasso. Basadeh, Hamelech. אז אתם חוזרים הביתה? צריך לסיים שיש עוד אוטובוסים? אוקיי. בסדר. בסדר. Hamelech basadeh, Hamelech basadeh, 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 Hamelech basadeh, Hamelech basadeh, 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 Hamelech basadeh, basadeh, Hamelech basadeh, 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 Hamelech basadeh.
Amen.
Okay, I want us to begin two stories. He didn't understand why. He didn't know why his father had done it to him. And his father claimed it was reasonable, but he couldn't understand it. Left alone in the forest to fend for himself, he was sitting there crying bitterly. And then he asked himself, am I going to make it out or not? And as the minutes ticked by and it started raining, this question seemed far more real than it had beforehand. And as he sat there, I realized he has to figure out a way he's going to live. He's got to have something to eat. So he started walking around searching. And he's getting drenched and soaked, and he's looking for something to eat. Not that he's that hungry, but he knows pretty soon he's going to be hungry. And he knows this vast forest, and that they purposely dumped him in the middle of the forest. He could spend his life lost there. But he also knows he's been trained. He should be able to manage. And it's getting dark. And he finds a berry bush. And as he starts picking from the berries, he hears a rustle. And he looks inside and he sees two or three cubs. So he says, I'm not going to harm you and you don't harm me. Let me just take my berries. And the baby cubs are sitting there. And he's picking at the berries. And then he hears something behind him. And he says, I can't believe I was so stupid. He turns around and he sees the mother cub charging towards him. And we're going to continue the story after we bench. I don't want us to forget to bench. Those of you who washed and didn't bench yet, how many of us are there that stayed here and didn't bench yet? We don't have 10. You guys ate Ragalach though, right? The rest of you ate Ragalach with us. Okay. So Yosef, you want to lead benching? We'll bench out loud. We'll bench out loud. You want to be motzi, whoever. It's preferable you say it on your own, because usually we can't focus. For three, Zachary, I don't know if you bench. We're benching now. Okay. So bench with us, but answer to him. Let's wait. I think they're just washing their hands. We'll see how late guys want to go. I think we'll end in time to catch a bus, but we'll see. Last year we walked back and then I gave the guys a tour of Merkaz Arav. If you guys want to, we could do that tonight too. We'll see. Or we all took a bus together and then we went. I don't remember. We'll see what guys want. Beer. Yeah. You're on. Laila Tov.
Beer. I'm here.
Om Nehodot Lashem. Magid Mabuker Chasdecha. Why not? I'm not sure it'll be less boiling with the window open, but you can try. Okay, Yosef, you'll lead benching? Laila Tov. Kol Tov, Laila Tov. You guys want to end now? We can end now. I thought you'd want to continue. What? We have early sleepers here this year. You guys want to... Yosef, you want to lead us in benching? I don't know where everyone went. I don't know if they're coming back. I don't know. Okay. Yosef, let's bench. Yeah, go ahead. Wait. They are coming back. The guys went to wash their hands. That's why everyone went. Okay. Good for them.
basketball volleyball.
You know your way back? Are you guys walking or taking a bus? Okay.
Thank you.